And finally, today is the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Geneva Convention. The conventions consist of three earlier treaties that were modified in 1949, while at the same time a fourth treaty was signed. These set the standards in international law for humanitarian treatment of the victims of war. To mark this occasion, the International Committee of the Red Cross is calling for improved compliance with the treaties by states and armed groups. ICRC spokesperson Anna Nelson explained more about this to Lydia O'Kane and about the relevance of the conventions today.
We get our mandate or our job description, if you will, from the conventions. And they enable us every single day to be able to visit prisoners of war, to be able to go into situations of armed conflict and into war zones and make sure that civilians aren't targeted, to make sure that civilians' property is spared, that wounded fighters, for example, are given medical attention. So they're very relevant 60 years after they were created.
The ICRC is marking this anniversary by calling for improved compliance with the treaties by states and armed groups. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, as relevant as they remain, I think that the issue is really a lack of compliance, and we certainly are calling for improved compliance with the treaties by both states and armed groups. And indeed, we are also looking at some future developments for international humanitarian law as a whole, and some areas where there are perhaps gaps or a need for clarification in terms of the law.